everybody. Welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I'm one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb. Today, we're going to talk about all kinds of things, including an incredibly useful tool called the Bear Cycle, which Hannah Hart was very kind to share with me, and it's kind of revolutionary. And I think we also talked about a lot of silly things as well. So enjoy!
Enjoy!
My friend, can I tell you something that I know?
Do you want to say hello to me? Hello?
Oh, hello, my friend! Hello, my buddy, my pal!
Hi, my fellow, my buddy.
Why hello, my you, buddy. Why are you separated by so many miles of highway from me?
I don't know. You know, life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. You know? I don't know if that's occurred to you today, but I wanted to share that feeling.
That reminds me, I was watching Beetlejuice recently, and such a good movie. But it did make me, I was like, if I die and the afterlife is more office, like sitting in an office and like bureaucracy, like that is hell, truly.
I didn't know. I forgot that Beetlejuice was a commentary on modern malaise / never knew it / probably saw it when I was too young and was scared and just did not enjoy it at all. Oh, but you know what I do enjoy? Being here and podcasting with you, my buddy.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yes. Okay. So let me, speaking of you being my great buddy, I would like to share with you something that I know that you will be as sad about as I am.
Oh, and surely the earbuds will also be sad because I have a little bit of a hint as to what this is. And everyone, lean close, listen deeply. Hannah, go on.
So
set us up. Take us through the whole journey for the moment of inception.
Oh my goodness. Well, as you know, I struggled to buy.
We love colors.
As you know. We love colors.
Remember when we tried to, we got to do a redux of the colors episode when we're in better spirits now that you aren't working and I'm not drinking. And we're not exhausted all the time. Oh my God.
That's right. We tried to do that colors episode at like, it was like 6:30 p.m. We're like, hi.
On like a fucking Tuesday, man. I don't know what we were thinking.
No. Okay. Yeah. But in all seriousness, I do love colors.
Yo, Sam.
Love that about you. Yeah, we have very specific colors to our personalities. So, as you know, I struggle to buy things for myself. I'm like very monastic in this way. And after many months of perusing the entire Moleskine catalog and
on the website?
On the Amazon website.
I'm eating a hard-boiled egg, sorry.
That's totally fine.
I want to go. Sorry, I'm just like, oh my God, I got to do this. Sorry,
I know. Well, duh, but don't, apparently. Deciding on, you know, so I needed a planner and I am a princess and I do like Moleskine the best because I just love the page, the creaminess of the pages, and it gives you a ruler and little stickers and a pocket and they have this like side by side.
Are you saying that a princess is a bad thing?
Good, excellent point. We could have a whole episode just about that. breaking that down.
What are you talking about? You like Moleskine. Yeah, you want to go get your Moleskine. Who has shamed you for the things that you liked so much? I'm bad. Okay, sorry, I'm not distracted.
I guess it was probably my mom and dad buying me like an eye schnod.
Dude, but you're a Virgo.
Yeah, sorry, mom and dad.
If somebody handed me a journal with a shiny cover, I'd be like, oh.
Oh my God. Or... spiral,
I don't want this.
Spiral bound.
Or a spiral. Oh, I was about to say, second, I would take a bound shiny covered thing, which I would not like or ever use, over someone implying that I would want a spiral. It's so dark. I had to go somewhere deep. I went to the sunken place. Okay.
I heard the sound of you know, like that submarine alarm that some people have as their alarm to wake up in the morning, like
Who would wake up to that sound?
Dude, people do that.
Hannah, can I literally play you what my alarm sounds like?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to play you two things. I'm going to play you both. Okay, earbuds, everybody. This is what my cell phone ring sounds like. Oh, the phone's ringing. Hello? Isn't that lovely?
That is such a lovely mixture of lovely, like kind of like lively, but
like
not
alerting you,
but not alarming. Like you're like, exactly. Oh, like it's time for tea, kind of.
Yes. Like,
okay.
Yes.
But then I would like to know, also note that 9 times out of 10, when I call Hannah, it goes straight to voicemail.
And I would also like to say my phone is on silent. But yeah, when I am waiting on a phone call, that's the sound it makes when it rings. Isn't that lovely?
That
and then my
lovely
alarm. Can I play you my alarm sound? I'm so sorry.
Yes,
I got
do
very distracted by it. I just, this is so exciting because hearing that someone would ever want to wake up to that terrible sound is like, wow. If you're struggling, if you do that, like there's
why
something,
would you ever want to wake
you,
up?
You, yeah, I mean, this is a deeper struggle, man. Okay, So here's the sound of my daily alarm. Goes like this. Hello? You son of a bitch. Don't do this to me. Forget
it.
Now. Anyway, it's the same kind of thing, but it's a guitar. It's like flamenco guitar, like boom, dunk, 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 ding, 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 ding. And so it's like a flamenco guitar sound, and I wake up and I'm like, ooh, ha cha cha.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so lovely.
Isn't
oh, my
that great?
Friend, I miss you so much. I wish we were hanging out. I will have to come and just visit you as soon as I'm fun employed.
I know, man. I know. Anyway, so earbuds, I have really sidetracked us, but Hannah Gelb is telling us a story that you guys need to know. So please, Gelby, please continue.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is such a great episode for if you gave this intro to a budding therapist and you're like, please diagnose these two people, they'd be like ADD.
They'd be like diagnosis. It'd be like diagnosis excellence.
Oh my god,
Hannah,
so good. Okay,
us.
So
there you are,
so
treating yourself.
I am I've decided to purchase the Moleskine. I've gone through all the sizes,
mm-hmm,
all the colors, all of the various planning rubrics.
Yes, because you're also buying yourself a sacred object.
Yourself
like a significant thing, because you're like, okay, I'm about to be I'm leaving my job full time. I'm not going to be working part time. I know I need to help myself organize, and I know I need a tool that brings me joy, that sparks fucking joy every time I look at it. So you're really putting, I love you, Hannah. That is some good ass self-care, bro. That's some good like Hannah on Hannah action. That's the kind of shit we like to see.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Yes. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is an object I will carry with me everywhere, have at all times.
I better love.
And yep. I love the Moleskine. Because they have the, I love their week by week. So it'll be like Monday through Sunday on the left side. Right side is notes. So you can write notes. So you can write all your tasks and appointments and then your notes.
And you can
notes.
Draw an arrow too. If you do something that didn't make it, you draw an arrow, meaning, oh, this is on this week. Or like, I got to move this. So like you can, oh, fucking, it's great. It's great.
Just,
I love it.
It's so good. Man, we got to find.
Weekly is also my favorite.
Oh, my friend. We got to go to like the Moleskine flagship like factory or something. So anyways, I purchase a lovely hunter green.
Well, tell us about
a hunter green. 8.5, like 8x10 soft bound, because I like it to be a little flexible like myself.
Yes, me too. Yeah, my journal is also soft bound.
Dude, who goes hard bound? Who wants that stiff?
Hey, you know what? We're not here to judge.
It's fine. Okay. You're right. We're not going to judge. That's great. You do you. So anyways, it arrives and the wrapper is like, you've ordered a weekly planner. And I was like, yay. Oh, finally my life can begin. And I open it and all of the pages are completely blank. It's still a lovely, like, notebook.
Wait, hold it up. Let me see. Complete. Oh, that is. Wait, hold it up again. I'm going to take another picture. Wait, show me the. Yeah. And now show me the outside.
Here's the lovely, the green.
Oh my God, Hannah, this is beautiful, especially with the orange on your microphone. Patrons, earbuds, if you are a member of our Patreon, please enjoy these two excellent photos. Hannah, what the fuck?
So it is, you know, it will not be not used. Like, it's a lovely sketchbook. I can, like, jot things in it. Of course, I'll probably tear all the pages off because the writing won't be in perfect lines.
Wait, I'm just so confused. Do you have the wrapping paper still?
I don't.
The paper it came in that claimed what it was.
I think I threw it away in a fit of. I was like, it's fine.
But do you have the receipt? I mean, I guess that here's the thing. This is what having someone like Becca in my life has taught me. Mm. You still.
I don't have to stand deserve. For this.
You. You need your lined Hunter Green softbound notebook, do you not?
I do, but let me tell you a little secret, which why it's not a total loss, is I totally bought this with company money.
Hey! Now you've admitted to it in a public space, so I gotta go.
I was like, you know what? They can afford $20.
But Hannah, it's not about the money, though, man. You need your tool.
I need my tool. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm just going to have to go. What physical place in our world has the most?
Dude, you know what? Literally, I could name three stores I could go to within 10 minutes of my house that all have exactly what you're describing because I live in a creative town.
Oh my God. You know what? I'll go to the art supply store.
Oh, okay, great.
We'll have what I seek. They must, right?
Okay.
I'll even call them beforehand. It'd be hella annoying.
No. Yes, they will. Okay, great. Well, you go to the art supply store.
That'll be my to-do today.
That'll be your to-do today. Go to the store, get yourself the proper notebook. Mm-hmm. Yes, because your new life is coming, and it's coming at you fast.
Yeah,
just
buddy.
Like this word from our this break we're about to take. Enjoy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back.
Hello, my friend.
Hannah Gelb.
Yes.
Hello. Speaking of useful tools in your life, as you know, I keep a number of reminders on my refrigerator. Not self-care techniques, not affirmations, nothing like that. Like real mental illness, isn't it? Real mental illness stuff. Like real like, oh, right. That's just my distorted thinking. Got it. So one of the things I keep on my fridge that helped me make decisions to move steadily in the direction of the life I want for myself and my loved ones. One of those things that I keep on my fridge is something called the Bear Cycle, the BEAR cycle. And what that is the following. It's the understanding and the awareness that our beliefs fuel our emotions, which motivate our actions, which predict results, which may reinforce our beliefs. So the area of potential change is to cut across that little square shape and make your beliefs go directly into your actions. Ask. Go ahead. You can have a question. You can go, huh? You can go, what? I want to tell you about this. So ask as many questions as you. You are the listener. You're the learner. And I'm the
sensei.
I'm sharing something I really value with you.
Oh, wow. Thanks, buddy. And you know, I've seen
So feel free to question it and put it in the ground.
I always see this on your fridge every time I come over. So I'm very curious about it. Okay, so is this what would this go within the, because when you say our beliefs fuel our feelings, that makes me think of cognitive behavioral therapy. Is this similar type of thing, or is this actually like this is geared towards this is like no one would say this is cognitive behavioral therapy. They would just say this is the bear cycle.
I have no idea.
Okay, you know
I have
what? Maybe
absolutely
it's not even an
no idea.
important question.
Yeah, I just don't even. I would not. I who knows? That's a good, you know,
But
a
here's
researcher. That's a good one. I have no idea. But
so.
what I do know is that it really. I'm trying to find the same exact one that I have, but it's not here. So we're just gonna keep this one with me. Well, okay, yeah. I'll move through it slowly. So,
Okay.
like, oh yeah, another question?
Well, yeah. So I was
Hit
confused
me.
because, so the last thing you said
You should
was,
be confused. I've said one sentence, so don't
yeah.
worry. You're in the right.
The last thing you said was you want to cut across beliefs straight to actions. Is that right? So what is
Yeah, so
the,
the area of potential change is between beliefs and actions. Now,
oh,
when
so
we
you
say
don't,
beliefs,
okay, yeah, okay. Sorry, I'll let you talk.
yeah, let's break it down. So when we say beliefs, we mean living in alignment with your values. We mean your values, your beliefs, right? These are the things that you hold true, which is, for instance, I believe I can trust Ella, my wife, right? I have a belief in our relationship. I believe that the person I'm married to is someone trustworthy. You know? It's great. Now, let's say, or let's use a less, like, I don't know, let's use a less loaded example just in case people are like, ooh, but
I
this is
mean,
just a.
Luna is good.
Luna is good. Yeah. Luna will not kill Charles. This is too intense again. Okay, let me think of another. Hold on, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. I got another one. Let me go back to yesteryear. I'll just start with I live in a very positive mind space. So I'll bring back up some false beliefs I held about myself. I held the belief that I was a flake. I held the belief that I was unreliable, right? This unreliability that I believed to be true fueled my emotions, despair, sorrow, shame, guilt, fear, etc. Okay? But the belief that I was unreliable caused, fueled the emotions I felt towards myself of shame and disgust. Feeling overwhelmed with shame and disgust motivates my actions, which are to withdraw. When I am feeling overwhelmed with shame and disgust, I withdraw. The result being that I don't do the thing I wanted to do, thus reinforcing my belief that I am unreliable. So that's how the cycle works. Do you see where the area of
Holy
potential?
shit, dude. Yes, because I had a complete misunderstanding. I thought we were talking about thoughts that come up like I didn't do the dishes, or but we're talking about like core beliefs, like
Beliefs.
core, like what do I think about myself?
Your beliefs? Yes,
Yeah. And
exactly.
that's different from like I'm judging this person. Like you know?
But yeah, but we can even bring it to the dishes, right? So that's something of like pretty regular, right? So if your belief is, I'm not gonna get the dishes done in a timely manner, that will fuel the emotion of guilt, shame, etc., which will motivate the action of
Not gonna do it.
ennui, which leads to the result, that predicts the result, which reinforces the belief. BEAR.
Dude, I that wow. That's amazing. And
Isn't that amazing?
I actually have my very first appointment with a new therapist on Thursday. So, which is 2 days from now, I'm very excited to talk about this kind of stuff because, oh my God, dude, I had, like, if I can, I had this experience that I was like, well, I don't know what to do about that. It really requires professional help. So,
That's what I say. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like to call the, oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Right? Oh, we should write a book called, oh, wow, I need professional help.
Oh, wow. This is the kind of thing you talk about with a trained professional.
Right. Oh, my God. So, I have a painting I made some years ago of the moon. And one of my goals, literally for the last, 4 months, has been to get it scanned and to make little prints of it and, sell it online, you know? Or just even, take it around. There's literally a coffee shop near my house called Maya Moon. And it's all, the moon goddess is chocolate and coffee. You guys got to come to this place. It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds pretty great. It sounds right in my alley. Okay.
And one day I was like, okay, so here's the first step that took 2 months. I took it down from the wall. I was like, okay, that's the first step.
Nice, dude.
Second step, take it out from under the bed. Now it's under the bed. And then I was looking at it and just this voice that I assume is coming from a place of love because it wants to protect me very, very badly was like, this is absolute fucking garbage. You cannot bring this to a place with other people and be like, will you scan this? They'll be like, are you serious? Oh,
okay. So that's the belief. The belief is this is fucking garbage. Okay. So how did that belief make you feel?
Terrible. And terrible. Also, well, I guess I'll never be an artist. So I'm just going to go kill myself because I literally can't show my work to anyone because.
Okay. But let's keep using the cycle, right? Okay. So. The emotion is I literally can't show my work to anyone.
And then it's I'm not a real artist. That's probably another belief is I'm not a real artist. And it's well, yeah, because I can't do anything or make anything because my protective self, thanks a lot, protective self, is this is so dumb and bad. And it was just such a bad day, dude. Because I was man. That's it. That's my life. My life's
see,
over.
The bear cycle. See that? Okay. So that's the area of potential change right there. Okay. So before, the belief right here is your core motivator, right? It's the number one thing, right? And so if your belief is, I am not a real artist, and that emotion makes you feel really bad, which causes you to take no actions, which results in you saying, see, look, I'm not a real artist. It's just it's the self-fulfilling prophecy really broken down. But the area of potential change is to take your actions and your beliefs. And this is a two-way arrow. To take an action to contradict a negative self-belief or to use a positive self-belief to fuel an action. You know, it's to get rid of this, it's just, I look at it every day, and every single day, I benefit from it. Because to have the link between a belief and the resulting emotional state, because emotional states are body states. These are real things. Feelings are real. Your body feels these ways. If someone, even if they're in your head, is telling you you're terrible, worthless, etc., your body will feel bad. You will feel bad. This will suck your energy, dude. So the very first step is to become aware. The very first step is to become aware of simply how your beliefs fuel your emotions, because all that is within your control.
Right. And I know I was like that, and then I was even more sad because I was that was the moment to be I hear you, crazy voice, but I'm gonna go anyways because this longing to do this does not go away.
So right there, it's hey, new therapist, I need strategies for this voice because my current strategy of nothing isn't really working. The strategy of what would help? Would texting a friend for support help? Would looking at an affirmation help? Would taking a pause, what will interrupt the relationship between that false belief and the emotional drainage that follows? Because you're becoming aware of it, man. That's huge. But the reason why I talk about like the self-care toolkit is because once you're aware of it, that's not all.
Oh, no.
You need help. Like, you need like a plan to take care of it. Mm-hmm. You're not just like, oh, I'm aware of it, therefore it's not a problem or not hurting me anymore. It's like, no. You're aware of it. Now it's time to apply care.
Oh, my God. No, totally. And I'm like kind of a very aware person, which is incredibly annoying because I feel like a lot of people aren't. Because the literature out there is like, dude, once you're aware, wow. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, my gosh.
Well, that implies that someone has the proper, like, instruction or resource or tools to know how to soothe these feelings. Mm. But if your formative environments actually reinforced these feelings, you have to learn them on your own as an adult as opposed to a child that was taught them. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. You know, if it's okay, if you think it's a okay idea, I think speaking of like a toolkit, I have been, not every day, but I have been writing affirmations, and they've changed a lot. Like, they change, I think, according to what I really need to hear. And like, at first they were kind of feeling not super, like, I'd be like, okay, yeah, but they didn't feel like super tailored to me, I guess. And so,
word.
And so I feel like I discovered some that are more, that it's like, as you write them, you'll realize what the affirmations are that you actually really need to hear the more you do it, you know, which is very interesting. So I thought I could
dig a little deeper
some of them.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. Are you asking if I have the space to receive your affirmations?
I guess I'm asking, is that sharing too much?
Well, I couldn't possibly tell you.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to do it. So hold on. Let me get my affirmation notebook.
Wait. Then let's say, wait. Before you go, because we're recording a podcast.
Okay, episode, we're not recording just talking. A podcast.
For our patrons, I'm going to be putting in the Bear Cycle. I really, really believe the one that we use and the one that we put in our fridge, again, it really helps me every single day. For instance, when I encounter a negative self-belief that causes an emotional response, I remember, oh, wait, this is all completely in my head. And I use a grounding technique to get back into my body and stay in alignment with the actions I'm hoping and wanting and needing to take that day. So I really wanted to share that with everybody because I look at it every single day and it benefits my life an incredible amount. And I couldn't possibly keep it to myself, you know? Oh,
thank you so much, my friend.
I know.
That's incredibly, yeah, incredibly useful.
Oh, I also have a relational example, if I may.
Before
we shift gears, and at the end of last section of today's episode, we'll go through those beautiful affirmations, which I love. But if you bear with me, bear with me while I finish talking about the Bear Cycle.
Yes.
Let me give a relational example, right? Okay. I believe, let's say you're in a relationship that, let's say you're like, I have an inkling that it might be this person I'm dating or whatever, you know, because I know a lot of people who I've loved as pseudo internet family for many years are entering into their Saturn's return. We're in this very like phase of life thing. Some people are entering their 30s. Mm-hmm. Some people are entering into their 50s or in their, you know, 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. So these are life phase times. So it's always good to kind of remember this stuff. Anyway, if you have a belief that the person you love is going to let you down, then your emotions are protective. You're afraid. You feel afraid. I'd be afraid if someone I love is going to let me down, which would reinforce my action to not give them any responsibility that could hurt me or let me down, resulting in them never being able to change that belief. You know? Whereas what simply might need to occur is that you have a belief of, I believe my partner is worthy of trust. Here is something I need from you. and you go action, boom. So you cut straight across from emotions to action, which is just very simple, which is I believe that I am, you know, sharing my life with someone I can trust, which seems pretty intense, right? So action. Then either A, the result is look at that, things went well, or B, the result is look at that, things didn't. Now the next step is to acknowledge that and try and create an area of potential change. Either make it very clear to them that this is something that you, this is like air, food, and water. This is a need, right? And if they can't meet it, hasta la vista, baby. Sorry about it. But if they can, then guess what? You've given someone who loves you a chance to love you better. And isn't that a beautiful thing? Yeah, man. Anyway, everybody, we'll sit in that feeling for a second. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to hear a little bit of self-love into Affirmation Station from Hannah Gelb to all of us. Do you like my radio voice? I like it too.
I okay. do, and I love Affirmation Station.
Affirmation Station. We'll be right back. Choo-choo. We're pulling into Affirmation Station.
Oh, choo-choo. Man. Maybe this should be a segment, you know, like just an ongoing.
Maybe we should have segments.
Maybe we should have, you know, hey, I'm about to have way time and energy. I'm going to commit myself to coming up with a segment or two. I really enjoyed the chart, like, can Hannah Hart guess what this German word means?
Oh, that was a great day. Yeah. Okay, so Affirmation Station, yes. And can Hannah Hart guess what this German word means?
I mean, I can, like, I'll just try and find the words that sound are so similar to English words. Okay. But yes, I wanted to share these because I started keeping a notebook by my bed for affirmations, and I noticed that the more
for affirmations that you're right, that you've written,
that I've written for myself. And what's interesting is I actually kind of prefer to do them at the end of the day. Yeah, I don't know. It's not really a morning thing for me. It's like, I'm just like kind of looking over the day and like, that's when I feel like I'm going to write these down. So because I think being very inspired by our lovely guest, Dr. Cheryl Woodson, because she wrote a whole book of affirmations. I was like, you know, I'm going to give this a try. So I started with some that were like, yeah, these are good, but weren't like really sinking in so much. And those were, I am strong. I am capable. I am resilient. I can do hard things. And then the next day I wrote, I am strong. I'm capable. I'm resilient. I can do hard things. I can do new things. I can overcome fear.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just listening.
And then I continued to do those for a while. And then one night I wrote, I'm strong, I'm resilient, I'm capable. I deserve love and compassion from myself and others. But like most of all myself. Really? Okay. And then the next day I said, I'm strong, I'm resilient, I'm capable of hard things. I am capable of navigating adult life. I deserve love, compassion, and forgiveness and patience from others and myself. Then the next day, I had all those, and then I also had, I deserve to have all my feelings. In all caps, I am capable of navigating adult life! I can do hard things! Okay, added to those, I can do things that require patience and practice and slow learning over a long period of time. I can do scary things. I can do adult things. I can do boring things when I need to. I deserve love, patience, and forgiveness from myself and others. I deserve to have all my feelings. I am a small part of the universe, but I still am part of it that influences the whole. And my well-being matters. Drawing of a little sun. So then on March 14th of 2022, I wrote, I'm smart, I'm resilient, I'm strong, I deserve love, compassion, and kindness from myself and others. I deserve forgiveness from myself and others. I am a talented artist.
Hell yeah,
And dude. I was like, wait a minute, that came out of nowhere. And then I wrote it one more time. just for funsies. So that's kind of a... Ooh, these are the very last ones that I read. I am strong. I am resilient. I am human. I am whole. Maybe I can be caught up in fear and struggle to make decisions sometimes, but so what? I am not defined by any one trait, habit, or characteristic or fear. That is normal human behavior. I contain multitudes. My life is a probability field. I am brave. I am creative. I am an artist. And then I would also like to note that
my life is a probability field. Oh, it's so good.
And I have an idea for a song that I want to write with you, Hannah Hart, and it's called Optimize Me, in parentheses, Dear Therapist.
Optimize Me, in parentheses, Dear Therapist. I like that. That's hot.
So
hot,
yes, hot, thank you, my friend, for giving me so much space to share my very personal affirmations.
With our public, on our public podcast.
On our public podcast, yes.
Yeah. No. Hannah, I love them. I mean, I'm reflecting nothing but love and joy and gratitude towards those wonderful affirmations. I think they're really, really true. And it relates to what we discussed with the bear cycle, because those affirmations are the beliefs that will create areas of change in your life. Exactly as you said, if you, looking at your painting, had cut across this unfounded, unfounded emotional response, right? This false belief. If the belief is I am an adult capable of things, I am an adult capable, that would go straight into your action of, okay, great. I need help with figuring out where I can find a place to make this print. Mm-hmm. Where can I find a place with a large enough scanner? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. That's just a question. But the emotional hullabaloo just really interrupts that. It makes it like, wow, I'm a terrible human waste. And it's like, or do you just not know where there's a place with a big enough scanner for that particular painting?
Dude, I'm so tired of life being all sucked up by emotional hullabaloo.
It's just so silly, isn't it?
It's so fucking silly.
I know. Well, hey, you know what? We're 5 years deep in Analyze This, and I firmly believe that we are doing it, man, and that our earbuds are doing it too. We're all doing it. Woohoo! Well, thank you so, so much for listening to this episode of Analyze This Earbuds. We've got some good, good things in store, good things coming your way. As always, if you want to support this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/analyzethis. That's HANNAHLYZETHIS.
And you can support this podcast for the low, low price of $5 a month, which, let me tell you, is less than the cost of a chocolate elixir down at Maya Moon, which is the place where I hopefully will sell an artwork.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more. And always, we love you. Have a great day.
We love you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.